My name is Fred Dodsworth. I am the chair of the National Finance Committee. It is currently 5:35, and we are now on the stream. Aki, can you call the quorum?
Sure. Yeah, Christina Alvarez, Lyndon Foley, Steve Kukera.
Here.
Thank you. Arthur Martin.
Here.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
Here.
Thank you. Myra Deason.
I'm here.
Okay. Jim Sagerton.
Here.
Okay, James. Thank you. Judy Hewitt. Michael Woodson.
Here.
Thank you. Stephanie. I mean, after, aside from the thing, Stephanie.
Here.
Okay. Susan Young.
All right. I will just note that I am auditing. I'm a director auditing.
Right. Okay. And then Makisha is here too, right?
And our ED is here. Our fabulous ED.
Who?
Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie's here. All right. So you get 4 out of 5. So you get the call.
Good. You want to reduce the agenda, sir?
Sure. Court order, local, we just said, approval of the agenda, approval of the March 24th, April 28th, and May 12th minutes, then an ED report, and then number 6 is discussion and review of policy matters, and then we adjourn.
I had asked for some financial information to be delivered to everybody, and I'd like to add that to the agenda at the last point, if possible.
Okay.
Okay. Any objection to that? Anybody? Hearing no objection, we'll go ahead. There have been recommendations for changes to the minutes. Is there any objection to us approving the minutes? Hearing no objections, we'll go ahead.
Can't click well enough. I sent corrections in. I don't know if everybody got them. I hope everybody did get them. I will also note that the approved minutes of the March 25th, 2025 minutes have not been posted. And if the secretary would send it to the committee, I could post it on there. Or he could ask Otis to post them for him, but they should be up.
Yeah. Which date is that?
March 25th, 2025.
Oh, wow. That's a year ago. My goodness.
Okay. More than, yes.
That was before our time, so I really
No. That was of your time.
Okay.
For 2025?
Okay.
Yes.
We'll search it down. All right.
I'd also like to note on the minutes that it is my understanding that the vote is important for each thing that's been passed or not passed, but it is not required that the names of the people that voted the particular way they voted is necessary for the minutes. And so it is my understanding that we just give the vote, you know, for, against, for, opposed, whatever it was.
Right. Unless you call for a roll call vote. That's right. Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay, first item on the agenda again, sir.
So, ED report?
There she is.
Are we discussing the consolidated financials that were sent out to everybody last week?
I put that on the agenda for the last thing. Do you want me to move it up?
Could we move it above the policies or move it even before? I could do a really quick report just because Marquisha's here.
We could do it. If nobody objects, we could do it originally. And Maya says yes. Is there anybody opposed to Stephanie addressing that immediately? Hearing no opposition, please, our executive director would like to get us up to date.
Okay, perfect. Just because Marquisha was here and since everybody has that, we can go ahead and go through that. I don't know if Marquisha, you want to talk people through it, or I can just kind of go through the numbers with people and then you can, we can both answer questions, whatever you'd like to do.
a point of personal privilege, may I be recognized, Mr.
Certainly.
Chair? I'm just wondering, are you planning to screen share so that we can see what you're referring to?
I can screen share if you like.
That would be helpful. Thank you.
I sent this out so I know that's right here. National Finance is what it is. No, that's not it. Okay. I was looking at this a moment ago, but I may see if this is it. Yes, this is it. No, this is the...
I can do it if you'd like, since we'll be going through it.
Yes, why don't we give it to you? Because let me make you co-host on this. Okay, Zoom.
I'm up there.
Oh, good. Wow, you are. Look, you're so quick. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So one of the things to note as well, is that I'm kind of just scrolling through here, but is that as you, which I'm hoping everybody looks at, when you get the consolidated financials, we have multiple tabs down here on the bottom. So we have the consolidated, which is everything from all the other tabs. I'll talk to this one form that goes through the Pacifica Foundation as a whole. And then on the bottom, we can pull up just the national office, PAN, which is what we pull up. And then that's the affiliates. Then we have KPFA, obviously that goes through then KPFK, WBAI, WPFW, and KPFT. One of the things that is, that doesn't have its own tab because this was absorbed last year when, we had changes with the archives, is that the archives and such, those are just right now kind of all put into the national office. Even though we have a separate bank account for them, we've just absorbed the costs of dealing with that since we're revamping the archives with the digitization project that's happening. So one thing also to remember is that we have accrual accounting. So expenses are put into the revenue is the revenue, but the expenses are logged in per month, whether that expense is paid or not, because we have to be able to have a better understanding of what it costs per month to run that division. Another thing to note, and again, Markeisha, anytime you want to hop in, please do, is with KPFA, the not all of the revenue during this time period was logged in. So the numbers that are down here on the bottom, is not, they're not accurate because they had not recorded all of their revenue when it was needed to be recorded, but we can just kind of wait for just so long before we just have to start putting things out. So because the not everything was recorded as it needed to be recorded with KPFA, therefore the consolidated numbers that you see on the bottom, since again, as I said, all those numbers tie in, it's reflected here as not being accurate because we don't have all the accurate numbers from KPFA. We are in the process of moving over the bank accounts from KPFA into the Bank of America accounts that we have. We're just waiting for Bank of America to add some additional accounts to our account. We've always had some spare accounts just kind of that have been blank and waiting in case we needed them for something. And we do have those extra accounts now. One is being used for the WPFW relocation fund. Another is being used for any income that is coming in for national programming. And another is being used for the KPFK transmitter account and the transmitter repairs. So we're asking for additional accounts to be added to our business package. And then as soon as those are added, then funds will be moved over so we can look at and do the same things that we're doing, managing and looking at the other accounts as we are with the other stations. James?
Well, I raised my hand because I didn't want to just have an outburst and say, hallelujah. I'm very glad to hear that. And at some point, perhaps you could tell us how it's going with reconciling the bank accounts at KPFA and how far back we need to go.
that are we, I don't want to say anything negative toward any of our employees, because we are working with the staff at KPFA to get things up to date. And a lot of that is because we are in the midst of our audits and our taxes, is that a lot of this information that had not been completed came to light. And the staff that had been working with the finances at the station also had quite a few other roles and responsibilities that had been added to their job over the years. So the information went pretty far back that needed to be updated, close to maybe 2022, 2023. But they did bring in extra personnel just to assist that department in order to get us on track for the audits. So
I don't know what comes after hallelujah, but maybe it's amen. So thank you.
I hope that was answered, but not, you know, because we are in open session. I wanted to be somewhat, generic, but
yeah, I wasn't asking for personal information.
I assumed you
a ballpark date, and you gave us that. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, I assumed you weren't doing that, so that's fine. So, I mean, one of the things to take into consideration as you look through the financials again is that we are paying bills. It is very, you know, we're paying the essential bills. We're making payroll. We're making the health benefits. We have asked the stations to, we're asking them we divided up the cost of the elections and the cost of the audits. And we divided that up against all of the divisions, including the national office. And we are, as somebody said today in our general manager's meeting, taxing the stations for, to help offset those costs because we're receiving central service payments, we're not receiving them from WBAI and we're not receiving them from KPFK. We were getting some delays from KPFA as far as the central service payments, but again, we're working with that as well. So there are times when the cash flow within the national office for the bills we have to pay, because we cover legal costs, we pay for the, all the health benefits up front, and then everything is kind of reimbursed. And so we're kind of entering that stage again where Markeisha and I get a little nervous as to, you know, is money going to be coming in to cover this and cover that? But the stations are the revenue is that's coming in at the stations. They are able to pay the bills that are necessary. The only station that is having difficulty, is again, WBAI paying their tower bill. We just paid Markeisha just paid one of the, a month's of their tower bill, which is $17,900 and something just today. But that was a bill. I think the invoice on that was October of 2025. So, you know, we get those bills on a regular basis, but we did make one payment for that. But we are, it's tight. It's very, very tight. We are thankful the KPFT does have a reserve, which is great. WPFW has a bit of a reserve as well. So the stations do understand the importance of we can't just live from paycheck to paycheck, but we do try to instill in the stations that it's wonderful to be able to have some sort of reserve in the bank with that just in case, just like it's, you know, helpful to have that in your real adult life as well. Fred?
Yeah, I didn't see the payments to the long-term mortgage that we've got with the, I think it's called JFC or whatever it's called.
FJC.
Yeah, FJC. Am I missing something? Where's the payments that are going out to FJC?
Those, we pay them. So I know that we ran into this. I added it to the budget in the last year.
Is it the interest?
Can y'all hear me?
I couldn't hear what was said.
There we are.
Nobody can hear me.
Oh, now we can. Yeah, there you are.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
I'm sorry if you thought I was interrupting or stepping on your toes. Why is she not letting me talk? No, we didn't hear you. I will now be quiet.
It shows up on the interest line on row 61 on the P&O page. It's wrapped into that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah.
Another question I have for our executive director. The issues over at KPFA, have those been resolved?
Issues regarding?
The making sure that, that we get these financial numbers up to date. Promptly going forward.
They are being asked for on a regular basis. We have another meeting to discuss why certain things are delayed. And I believe that meeting is happening. It's supposed to happen tomorrow, but we haven't received a confirmation of the time for that. But Markeisha and I are making ourselves available to continue to get that done.
I really appreciate that. And I really support that.
Because it slows the whole process down, so again, when you look at these financials, it's everything else is good with the rest of the stations and the rest of the divisions, but that consolidated page will not be accurate and the KPFA page will not be accurate.
Thank you for addressing that.
Mm-hmm. Somebody is there anything else, Markeisha, you want to talk about? And I'll stop.
Somebody asked about the central services. I think you already answered that question about who's paying and who's not paying. I think that was it. Are there any specific questions that anybody has?
I just want to say I'm really appreciative that we're actually getting these numbers.
I was holding off because I knew that all the information was not there, but.
I'm very happy.
Okay.
James?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm not sure if it's for Markeisha, but we know that WBI made a tower payment today of almost 18,000, and we know we've got a long way to go to get to the 170,000 that was owed. But I'm wondering if we might encourage the general manager at WBAI to go for 187,000. So we can not only pay off the tower, but get a central services payment in there.
I'd like to support that.
Yes. We have had conversations with the general manager there on a regular basis regarding the tower, stressing the importance of that. And the fund drive that just recently occurred was great and goal was met, but the goals needed to be up higher. So one of the things that I know that he is rolling out, it's rolling out some point this week, I believe, is a tower specific newsletter kind of that's going out or an email blast, and then also to talk about it on the air. So having a secondary fund drive that is about just focusing on the tower and not, help us, we're desperate, give us money so we can pay the tower bill, but these are the stories we're providing you. This is this is what we've done over the last year. And we do this because we have this tower. We can't do this unless we can broadcast those kind of things. So very similar to what KPFK is doing is that they have their regular fund drive, but then they are constantly talking while they're on the air about, repairs of the transmitter. They will send out email blasts with pictures of the work that's being done and people up there doing the work and look at how much money we've raised. So he is now focusing on when we raise money, it's not just the fund drive day-to-day income, but really then focusing on the importance of keeping the tower up and running.
Quick follow-up, Fred.
Follow, please.
Yeah. Stephanie, I know you're talking about that all the time with Bob, and I didn't mean to imply that you weren't.
Oh.
I just wanted to make note that I'm supporting that and, I'm encouraging it. And I did hear Bob on the air today and he was explaining the tower and how that works. And I applaud all of that. And thank you for working on it.
And I will add a Hosanna to that.
We're going to need a tent for our next meeting.
I'm fine with that too. So go ahead. Do you have any more you want to tell us, Stephanie?
I'll hand it over to Markeisha and any questions that need to be answered.
Oh, Mr. Martin's got his hand up.
Our Paul, do you?
Okay. Yeah, I have a question. The general manager of BAI mentioned basically being taxed like $12,000 for audits. And is that what you were mentioning before? Is that what we're hearing about?
So, yes. Based on the monthly billings we're getting, again, I think Stephanie mentioned this, we're dividing it across all units. And essentially, it amounts to $7,200 per unit per month until they're complete. And we've explained that to everyone that that's multiple audits. It's not just one. And that's the only way we can get them paid because there's no extra money lying around to pay it. And everyone is complied except for one station, which has asked for an modification in their payments. So, but with that modification, they did make that payment. It just wasn't a full payment. That makes sense.
So that's $7,200 a month, and yes. it's continuing.
Yes.
Okay. So that's not counted as central services, I gather.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But they also have to think too, if we were getting central services regularly, we would probably have a cushion and we could probably pay it. But since that's not happening.
Julie Hewitt's got her hand up and you're recognized, ma'am.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you. Also I'm here and I'm sorry I was late, but, Markeisha or Stephanie, do you have any sense of how many months stations are going to pay that? $7,200 that covers the audits. We're just trying to figure that out at PFW in terms of, you know, is it the whole rest of the year or what?
That's a good question, Julie. We did tell them it would be through the end of the year. But again, remember it's going to be 22, 23, 24, 25, and hopefully we can get 26 done by the end of the year. So, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good work.
Yeah.
So all of that was laid out in the original email, a couple of emails actually that Markeisha sent that was kind of giving people a rundown as to we talked about it at our general manager and meetings that happen every month. And we did that for about 2 months prior to this starting. Markeisha sent out a breakdown and emails as to this is what's going to be coming out when and why, and a deadline as to when it's starting and when it's ending. So all of that was clearly mapped out to the staff prior to any of this happening.
ED and our business manager, would it be inappropriate for when those sorts of emails go out to the GMs in the future that you include the NFC?
Stephanie, are you?
I'm sure that's fine. We're not hiding anything.
I didn't think you were hiding anything, but
No. I was trying to think just out loud. I mean, I don't think that would be an issue. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that way y'all kind of.
Can kind of keep
tab. So if they come back and say something like it's $12,000, you have the email that says, no, it's not.
I've had several conversations like that.
No problem. Yeah, we can definitely
that's perfectly
share.
Fine.
Well, mm-hmm. And to that, he may have included the elections cost in, but even that doesn't get you to $12,000. So I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, election costs are costs that we have to share, and as the audit costs are costs that we have to share. The job has to be done if we're going to succeed, and everybody's got to contribute. So I'm not too concerned about that. Steve K, you're recognized.
Yeah. I have two things that on my mind.
So for the archives, you consolidated the archives, and we used to have a fee for the archives, and it just disappeared. Yet I know there's still ongoing costs related to the archives. So was that a decision was just made or was just done? Because that's what it looked like to me. It's just people just quit paying because we said, oh, we're consolidating. And the second thing is, if you share the emails, I would suggest that you share them with the committee chairs, and maybe give them a chance to reflect on a wider distribution. We have some elements within the foundation that abuse information and misuse it, and we're not trying to hide anything, but we do need to be cognizant that it could be misused.
And that has been the case in the past. I'm fine with that if the ED and Marquisha are fine with that. And everybody here who is on the PNB has signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Right. As far as with the archives, when I first started, and this is the only thing I can base it on, at that time there was only one station that was paying central services, and that was KPFA when I first started. Nobody else was paying. And in our attempts to try to get stations to pay central services, they weren't even getting anything from the archives. So people had their central service payments, which were 15% or something. And then they had, for the main office. And then they had another, I think 7% that was for the archives, and people weren't paying the archives at all. There was not a history of people paying that. Even if they tried to pay central services, it would just be for the national office and nothing for the archives. So, and then the archives were billing people if they were using anything for premiums. And then in an attempt to try to say, okay, you're not paying central services, then we'll charge you for the premiums. And then what was happening, and this was just, again, kind of uncovering things when I had first started, is that people then just started duplicating their own premiums, where there were premiums at the time, their thank you gifts now, obviously, but they were duplicating them on their own and then just bypassing the archives altogether. And then when we decided to just make those changes within the archives and try to save what we have and do the duplication process, do the digitization process, it didn't make sense to continue to bill people for the archives when the archives was moving at this point strictly on digitization and cleanup. So will we go back to a point where there will be a central service payment to the archives? Maybe, but it just, if we would have continued with that 7%, it would have just continued to add to the things that aren't being paid on everyone's budget. Does that kind of make sense, Steve? Or?
Well,
I'm sorry.
It's reflective of my observations as far as making sense. I'm not going to comment on that, but, if we're going to have shared expectations across the units, this is the type of thing that frustrates that, one unit's going to pay it, another unit is not.
So no one pays.
A little more discipline in how we do our business, and this correct. Is just one aspect of that.
Thank you, Steve, but you weren't recognized.
And no one pays anything to the archives, and they haven't in 5-6 years, even before I started.
R. Paul Martin, can you please lower your hand?
No, I have my hand up.
Okay, I never saw it go down. What is your question?
Yes, my question is, the National Business Manager said that it's the charge is going on till the end of the year. Is that going to be calendar year or fiscal year?
Calendar.
Thank you.
Yeah. And let me preface it also with saying that That's the plan for calendar year. But depending on how much we're billed in overages because of a certain place that's causing us to go over, that could extend it. But that will be billed to that unit specifically.
Are there any other questions for Markeisha? And is there any more that either Markeisha or Stephanie would like to say? James, I see your hand up.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. I have just a general question, and I don't know how, if you can do this, Markeisha or Stephanie, but what is your sense of how the cash flow is going at WBAI? I mean, I hear statements like I used to hear, oh, we're operationally, we're in the black, but if you're not paying central services, you're not in the black. Is it getting better? Is it staying the same, you know, as a year, 2 years, 3 years ago? Or is it, what's going on? What's the general trend?
I would say it's about the same as it was. Do they have money in the bank? Yes. But do they have enough money in the bank to pay social services, tower rent? No.
Right. That's my sense of it. So I thank you for that.
Any other questions? Or Stephanie, you want this back?
No, I'm good.
And Markeisha, do you have any more that you would like us to know?
No, just I'll take any more questions if anybody has any.
I really appreciate the work you guys have done to get us this information. I really do. And
thank you for appreciating.
Yes.
Audit ready and yeah.
We are doing as a network, we are, in my humble opinion, doing better than we were a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And I feel very, very positive about that. And you guys made it happen. Okay. Move the agenda. We have no more questions on the finance. They should pull up the agenda. Aki, can you tell me what's next on the agenda?
Well, we've been, you know, postponing this for quite a while, but are we going to discuss the review of the policy manual?
I was hoping that we would. It's been a while since I have spent a great deal of attention looking at it. Does anybody else have things specifically that they have noted that they would like to address? I'm happy to address one of my issues, which is that I have very, I don't see your hand. Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. I wasn't seeing your hand up. Myla, you're recognized.
Thank you. Well, I've just started looking at this draft, and I appreciate your work on it, Stephanie. And it seems that it is, and I also had an opportunity to look at some of Steve Kukala's suggestions, which on the most part I think are really important. But this manual sort of presupposes that there are business managers at all five of our radio stations, and so this in certain ways seems to be aspirational, and I think that there should be some kind of wording in the manual. I haven't had time to actually propose what that wording would be. But to make a note of the fact that that we're in what we might call a transition period, and that we do hope to have the financial security and wherewithal to actually hire business managers, and until that time, we should probably state what the procedure will be. In lieu of having business managers. I don't know whether that's in there or not. I just took a real I didn't have time to read it really closely. If I missed language in there talking about the transition, please let me know.
Can I say something?
Markeisha?
Yes, I was going to say, the actual, so I don't know when this was drafted. I haven't seen it. I don't know. But the aspiration really is to have everything centralized, and not have individuals, because then that's why we have problems now getting information.
Well, good to know.
Yeah.
So is that clearly stated in this, Stephanie?
I don't think so, Stephanie.
Probably not. I think I wrote this in 2024, 2023. It's been floating around for quite some time. But the way that, you know, just as Markeisha has said, the way organizations usually work, is that when you have offices all across the country, is that everything is centralized out of one main office. And when money is raised, that money gets sent to that main central office. When bills are paid, all the bills are paid out of that main central office. And so there's, you know, things get credited to the stations where they need to be credited, but it still is all just one organization and one account. And so until we, you know, as we continue to still have sort of these separate, everybody doing, yes, everything is consolidated into one bank, but it's all separate accounts. There's separate billings, you know, and it's, that's where we just kind of run into all these issues. If we were to have general or business managers, at each station, those business managers technically should be at the national office helping support the business manager that we have doing the accounting for the entire organization. You know, as I've kind of likened it to a lot of people as we explain this, is that we are one, you know, we are Target. The national office is Target, and each division is a section of Target. The toy section, you're the baby section, you're the food section, the shoe section. We all need those sections within Target to raise money, but you're not a standalone Target. You know, and other organizations that I've worked for, whether YMCAs or a group where we were headquartered out of Baltimore, but we had offices all across the country, when people made a donation, maybe my donor lived in Vegas and gave money there, but the check went to Baltimore. They dealt with it. They processed it. They wrote the acknowledgement letter. They did the grant reporting. All of that went to the national office because we all worked for the national office. Was the West Coast credited for that account? Of course it was. If we had bills at the West Coast, we would send it to the national office and they would pay it. We didn't question whether it came out of this account or that account or this account. We all worked for the main branch in Baltimore. And that's where Pacifica needs to go. How will that happen? There will be, you know, tons of pushback, I'm sure, as stations say, we raise money and we raise money for us. But we're all part of Pacifica. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to get a better grasp of money in and money out, because everybody is still too siloed and too me, my work, my station, my this, my that. We're part of Pacifica. And that involves rebranding, that this is a, you know, Pacifica network. It's, you know, and a lot of the GMs see this, you know, when you're listening to a station, it's, you're listening to a Pacifica station, WPFW, that is in DC. You're listening to Pacifica, but it's WBAI in New York. You know, it's not, oh, you're part of Pacifica. Because we have SOPs that are going out, the standard operating procedures for grants and things like that, but we still have some stations that are randomly writing grants. And Markeisha and I are still like, how? Because we're the ones that get the phone calls from the foundations and the donors saying, you know, oh, we're writing a check to so-and-so, but the tax ID number doesn't match that. You know, so there's still a lot of independence that is wonderful, but in the world of business and business management, it cannot continue. It really can't. That's what just causes so much confusion.
So if I can just quickly follow up on that, and then I do have other questions that I'll ask after R. Paul and James.
Actually, I've got something I want to say.
But can I just follow up quickly, Fred? Before?
Okay, and then I will speak.
Okay, so on page 3 of this draft, from a couple of years ago, or actually it says 2025, 11.0 role and responsibility of station business managers. That is in, based on what you just told us, which you have mentioned before. I mean, you've laid your vision out before. This is not new information, but it seems like this particular section, will have to be revamped. That the role and responsibilities of station business managers, because you're saying that you wish to eliminate altogether that that position. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So again, do we create something that is, this is aspirational to the extent that we don't even have local station business managers, but do we take it to that next aspiration, which completely revamping, just being realistic, completely revamping how we manage finances at this organization? That's going to take a pretty long time and a lot of buy-in.
Okay, I'd like to speak. Folks, this is a California corporation that was created decades ago. And the minute KPFA and WBAI merged and became Pacifica, it stopped being independent radio stations. If WBAI gets a judgment against it, the money did and will come out of the entire network. And I've been talking about this since I've been on the PNB. No business managers, no general managers should be signing contracts that aren't approved by the ED. There is no separation. There's no tax deductible donation for any of the stations because they don't actually exist. They are divisions of Pacifica. We made this choice 30 or 40 years ago. And the fact that we have been trying to pretend that we're some hybrid has gotten us in a lot of trouble. And I don't think that we need buy-in. I think we need dictates. You know, this is legally where we stand. We are not independent stations. We are only member stations of the Pacifica network. And I think people's failure to understand this is really, really problematic because WBAI can't cover KPFA's bills and KPFA can't cover WBAI's bills. The network covers the bills. When WPFW gets sued, it's not WPFW that hires the lawyer. It is the network that hires the lawyer. And this fantasy that there were independent stations is a fantasy. It does not exist in the real world. And it's time for us to acknowledge that. It's not time for us to change anything. It's time for us to acknowledge where we actually are. R. Paul, your hand is up.
Yep. Okay. That decision was made 66 and a half years ago.
Great. Thank you.
And let me get back to my notes. Okay. Aspirational. I have some notes here. And aspirational appears a lot in my notes. So yes. There's a lot of that. And it, let's see, page 2, it talks about the board meetings and everything, they all have to be minuted, approved, and kept in a secure location. And this would be nice. I'm not going to say definitively, but I think that having minutes and things and business records isn't universal, put it that way. We should do that. Page 3 says a quarterly financial statement. And it talks about where it's presented and all of that. I assume this is aspirational because given the past couple of years, we have not done that. We keep talking about it. We don't do it. It's absolutely necessary because we're standing here saying, oh, this will be a nice idea. I wonder what's happening right now, though. And it's very frustrating, I can tell you. There's another thing. Page 4. 13 committees. I think that's a part of this, isn't it? I hope I haven't put two docs together. It says Pacifica may dissolve committees as per the direction of the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation and all of that. The only exception will be the audit committee. And I'm wondering, does that mean the PNB can dissolve the NFC? Because besides being a very bad idea, that would conflict with all versions of all of the bylaws. So I don't see how that, you know, really works there. The budgeting process, it's page 6, section 16. It goes into a whole thing. I'm not going to read it. But it would be nice to do it that way. But people have been saying this for years about reviewing and revising and who it goes to and all of this. Some on this committee will remember when we sent out timelines that talked about exactly this, and it would be nice, but, you know, we haven't had that for quite a while here. And I just, okay. Pardon me. I just hit the mouse with my finger and it went to somewhere else in the document.
Okay, let's go on to Mr. Segerton.
Oh, I have one final one.
Oh, well, please hurry.
Okay. Okay, it says 17. The audit committee shall be completed by June 30th of each year. And given the activity of the audit committee, I wonder how that part is going to work out. I mean, some of it's aspirational. Some of it needs to really be reworked and done differently. And
thank you for your opinion. Let's go to Mr. Segerton now. James?
Thank you, Chair. Stephanie, I'm so glad to hear your analysis of this situation in the long run, and in particular about how long it's going to take. I remember when I came in as the chair of this committee, I was saying, oh, all we have to do is bang some heads together and we'll come out and we'll turn this battleship around and it'll be easy. But no, it's not going to be, and it takes time, and you're absolutely right. And I just want to say, I think we're what, we do like $9 million a year, maybe 8, 9, 10 million, you know, fluctuating back and forth. It's not that big an organization. We don't need a business manager in every station. You know, we maybe need some bookkeepers or some help, you know, getting things organized, but not business managers. As a matter of survival, we can't afford to pay business managers in all the stations. And this is the day of the internet. We don't need to have business managers in all of the stations. That's a huge expense. And, you know, as you say, it can be done centrally. But the one thing I don't want to see, and that is homogenization of our brand in terms of our programming. You know, we have 5 very distinct stations. They have their own markets that they're in. You know, DC has a huge black population that they work for and with, and WBAI. We have a very diverse community. You know, the stations have their own personalities around the country, and I would not want to see that get lost. I do like, you know, national programming, let people know that this is, you know, a national and, you know, dare I say, progressive radio network, but not to make it into a bland, one-size-fits-all kind of a situation. Thanks all. Thank you.
100%. And that would never happen. And I think that this is where there gets to be some bit of a confusion, is that when we talk about the consolidating and merging under Pacifica in business and our business practices and policies, that has nothing to do with the programming. Every station is separate. Every station is diverse. Every station has their own logos, their own colors, their own branding. But when it comes to business, we have to do things as a group, because as Fred was saying, if we're sued, if we're, you know, the billing, if there's issues, there's a major gift person that has a question, they're calling Markeisha and I, you know, because we're the ones that have to answer those questions. You know, so pull those responsibilities away from the stations, put it into the national office to run the business of Pacifica, and let the stations do what they do best, which is programming and supporting their communities.
We are the National Finance Committee. We are not in charge of programming. And so I don't think we have any voice in programming. I think what we have a voice in is finance. I'm kind of hoping to move the agenda, R. Paul, and then Myla, and then no more questions, please.
Okay. So, yes, since I can't talk about what I was going to say, I've posted in chat some more suggestions from it. There's at least, there are a couple of changes that need to be made where it's a double negative. There's, you know, a word that doesn't make any sense. So I've posted that up there. It's in the chat. And there it is. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to support your comment earlier that this is an aspirational manual and, it is fairly, far out of date. And when I went through this back in March or April of this year, it was clear to me that many of the things that we were asked to weigh in on don't exist. And so I think that this is, I think that we need to move on. Myla?
Yes, I agree. We need to move on, and I'm just wondering whether we can gain some understanding of how we move forward with respect to this document. Do we send it back to you, Stephanie, to look at it in your abundant free time? I'm joking. What are our goals? What are our plans with respect to this document now that we've had this beginning conversation about it?
Yeah, I mean, I was originally, I don't even remember when, I think when I first started, was tasked to create something new because the last one had been written in 2007. So what I've been, and this may be too big and too broad right now for us to deal with, and we can just kind of simplify this at this point with just me continuing with the standard operating procedures and working, you know, maybe cutting this down rather than having this huge manual, is just making individual SOPs, because that's kind of where we're heading at this point when Markeisha and I are running into issues with somebody, again, as I said earlier, how do we transfer money from this station to that station? No, we don't want intercompany transfer. You have to send it to the national office, and then from that we put it in the correct account, and then we can send it to the station. We'll just write an SOP because it's quick, it's easy, send it out to everybody, and it's done. So maybe that's what we do at this point and not focus, you know, yes, we had one written in 2007. I was asked to make it bigger, but maybe at this point we just break down the elements and I can create SOPs out of this until we get to the point that we need to get to have a full financial policy. But that would be, I think, something you guys would decide, you know, everybody here would decide upon.
I so support that.
Okay.
Because when I went through the manual, there was just so much that wasn't really anything that I could respond to, because we don't have those offices. We don't have those people. We don't have that organization. And so I really, really appreciate your SOPs.
And I have them in a Google Drive so staff can pull them up, but I can, you know, we can have separate Google Drive that, you know, not everybody of course likes that, but we don't have an intranet, for example, where people can go and pull documents, like a board drive where board members can go and pull documents to review.
How do we get one of those?
And committees. Well, an intranet is a big undertaking, but we can, you know, give everything. All my stuff is in an accessible Google Drive in case I get hit by a bus tomorrow. You know, I don't want my work just left on my computer, but everything I do is open and available for people in Google Drive. So, you know, I can create one just for the NFC or give access to the SOPs so people can look at them, you know, whatever. Some people don't
access,
like Google.
But not allow us to change them.
Correct. View only. Exactly.
I so support that. Okay, what do we have on the agenda?
Today, I think that's it, because the membership fee will be postponed until July.
Yes, we agreed to postpone that. But everything we've talked today about, I do want to say something about the membership fee, because I had a really interesting conversation with somebody this week. And Myla, a tip of my hat to you. The information that we've asked for a number of times is how the membership fees break out. And what Myla told me today that she was speaking with Ace, and Ace says that in fact most people come in if they come in at 20.
I think I've updated my please don't mention my conversation with Ace, because I think I may have misunderstood him, or he may have changed his position since I talked to him. I did so.
Well, okay, then let me take this back. Aspirationally, we had this belief, we have this belief that people come in at 25 and that they are so happy with what they're getting that they donate a lot more. It would be really great, and I don't know who can get us that data. If we had a kind of sense for each station, how many members we have at the $25 figure, how many members we have at, say, $100 to $25, or how many members we've got at $100 to $200. So we have some information about what will happen if we change the bottom. I'm not looking for us to define this. I'm just looking for us to get some information. Because we really need to bring in more revenues. And there are two ways to bring in revenues. The first one is with more members. Thank God, yes, that's what we want a lot of. Thank you. Please advise all your friends to join us. And the secondly is I'm looking at KQED in our market, and they're charging $200 a year, and they offer what? You know, not much. And so I think that what we're doing on a national basis is incredibly important, and it needs to be supported, and we need to get these people like Markeisha the help that they need so that they can get all these pieces of information to us. We need to get people like Stephanie the help that she needs so we can get this information to us. And I don't see us addressing anything until July about that, except the request for data. I see a number of hands up. Myla, is your hand still up?
It is.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think that we really have talked about this a great deal, and that we have made a decision not to act on anything until after the current election cycle, I believe, is it's over.
Correct.
And I think that for now, we should probably not belabor it and go over the same ground that we have covered several times. So I'm hoping that maybe we can have a short meeting after others have spoken, but I think that this is the conversation to be continued later.
In July, not now. R. Paul.
I think that we do. We should talk about it, but we're not going to, so that's life. The other thing is, you said that somebody said the executive director doesn't have the ability to see how many $25.
I didn't say that. I said we've asked for this information a number of times, and I would like us to get it. Executive director needs more help, and our business manager needs more help, but I did not actually point fingers at anyone.
No. I said, since you said we need this, does that mean we do not have that? Because we used to have it in the past.
If I may, it really just comes from, we're getting lists now. I mean, we have lists already, but for the elections as to members and who's, you know, we're getting lists of members for $25 and more so they can, you know, or their 3 hours of volunteer time or, you know, requesting the waivers so they can get the be active in the election cycle that we're in right now. I do not have access to anyone's donor database. That's another thing that needs to be centralized. We need, and we're working on it, of one donor database for the entire network. So Markeisha and I can go in and look at who are our donors. What donors gave last year, but not this year? How can I, you know, let me reach out. Let us send out those acknowledgement letters and those tax letters, those kind of things. But we don't have one centralized donor database. Can the membership departments provide those lists? Yes. And we are getting those lists for the elections. But even our donor database at some of the stations is not as accurate as one would hope that it was. And so this is, we learn those things. particularly in an election cycle when we are requesting lists on a regular basis. And the stations are sending over the list to the National Election Supervisor. Those were all sent over to Election Buddy and such, but there's still a lot of information that is missing out of that. So it's there.
As someone who spent his life selling advertising, I can tell you, and earned millions and millions of dollars of advertising revenues, I can tell you that if we have someone who's ever donated, they are more likely to donate again than the people who have never donated. And so it's really critical to have those donor lists available so that we can work with them and bring them back to the bosom of Pacifica.
Correct. And when working with donors and listeners, we have to remember again that we are a radio network, yes, but we're a nonprofit. And nonprofits work to support the community. And sometimes I think Pacifica may lose sight that we're always asking the community for things, but we sometimes lose sight that we are here to support the community. And that's what nonprofits do. They support people and we support our communities with the programming that we have out on the air. But part of the donor cycle is that you're not just ask for money. There's also stewarding that donor, following through with thank you notes and with phone calls, and then cultivating them as we start the next ask cycle. What are you comfortable giving this time? So it's a very big process that I don't know if a lot of individuals within the Pacifica, we do good radio, but maybe not necessarily good donor engagement. And that's why, you know, development people do that.
That will be another expense as we develop a development department,
because we have a lot of stations that there are people that do their on-air fund drives, also do their off-air fund drives. And those are two completely separate beasts. It is not the same job.
The same as $10 million.
Correct.
Right, and obviously that's an expense that will pay for itself if it's done right.
Correct.
Absolutely. Steve, you're recognized. You're muted. Okay, you're not.
Sorry, I was muted. I just wanted to mention that you can infer that anybody that contributes by credit card, you know, as a sustainer, is paying higher than 25 because I think the minimum is $5 a month. And, I'm not a big fan of vast quantities of data being accumulated, on the individuals that support us. I understand there's business needs, but I'll tell you right now, I'll be one of the ones frustrating that effort.
You're welcome to do as you wish. Is there anything else on the agenda? Okay, and I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Any objection to our adjourning? Hearing no objection, I'll see you all on the second week, as I understand it, of July. Is that correct?
Yep.
Good.
That's right.
Thank you, Aki. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Markeisha. Thank you, all the members of the NFC. We are doing good work. We are really doing good work, and this is getting us to where we need to be.